أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته I hope and pray that you all are fine on the highest levels of Iman and Taqwa. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard you all, grant you barakah for your today, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make Quranic recitation, its understanding, its memorization, and transfer it to others easy for us. Ameen, summa ameen. Alhamdulillah, with the countless blessings and tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again we are united on this next Quranic journey. On behalf of Nurul Quran International Institute, once again, we welcome all the students on this Quranic quest. Ahlan wa sahlan marhaba. We have more than 2,000 students at that moment, alhamdulillah, and a huge network of dedicated Islah admins who will accompany you all on this journey, inshallah ta'ala. How does it feel as we are together on this blessed journey of Quran? This is a beautiful feeling of happiness because we are about to gather something which is better than any and everything of this world, which people are accumulating. I'm not saying this, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Quran, قُلْ بِفَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَبِرَحْمَتِهِ فَبِذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَفْرَحُوا Say, this is Allah's blessing which Allah has sent down and people should celebrate it because you are accumulating which people are not. And this only we can get because of Allah's blessings, His help and tawfiq. Remember, this is the journey of this world and akhirah in which we memorize one surah each year. We review it, we learn it again, then again review it. The next year we start with yet another surah. Now the question is, that what are your feelings? What are your emotions? I hope that must be very excited and happy. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make everything easy for you all. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala make it possible to gather these ayahs day after day in your chest. And also make these memorized ayahs the best part of your salah. May each new day is better for you than your previous day of moving forward only. And your efforts, enthusiasm is way more than before. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us istiqamat. All those students who are joining us again on this memorization journey are indeed the very blessed ones. And they got another chance on this blessed journey. You chose Quran's partnership. You supported Quran. They know all the rules and regulations, alhamdulillah. But the new students, some are anxious, some are worried. Some are hesitant and some are shy. But please be relaxed. Do not get worried as your Islah admins will guide you. Carry you like little kiddos. So do not worry. Just keep on following rules. Whoever will follow rules will be successful. Everything will be easy for her, inshallah ta'ala. Please do listen all the audios which will be given for your guidance and do not ignore them. You will get a separate audio for your lesson, right? If you have any question or concern, then you can easily, by all means, can share with your Islah admin. Send any message if you have or want to give any feedback, good or bad, or if you are experiencing any problem, right? But please do not stay quiet in groups because you have to carry Quranic ayahs with you. You all are being assigned your subgroups. Each subgroup has 60 students and one Islah admin for you. Please stay relaxed as it will take a week or two for you to settle down. Please do mute your groups so you are not disturbed repeatedly. But do ask if you have any question within your group. Do a lot of dua for yourself. Pray 2 rakha nafl and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's help and make your intention that each word's memorization, its understanding is easy for you. And may it become your heart's resident. It will become easy only with the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A question might come into your mind that why 30th para? Why we are about to memorize surahs of 30th juz? We will memorize few surahs of the juz this year and will continue next year too and will do some more surahs. Our goal is to complete the juz by the end of the year. Reason for it is that our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam very often used to recite surahs from the last juz along with the recitation of other surahs of Quran. Since surahs of the juz are smaller, ayahs are smaller and are easier to recite. Throughout this journey, we will let you know the importance of these surahs and how you can apply these surahs after their memorization. Indeed, a beautiful journey, and you will know a whole lot more in this journey. The things we might not have known before, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, recite Quran al-Kareem as you are rewarded upon its recitation. Listen, I do not say that Alif, Lam, Meem is one word, but in fact, 10 rewards are for Alif, Lam has 10 rewards, and Meem has 10 rewards too. And these are 30 rewards altogether. Do you know who are Quran reciters near Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? They are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's special people. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Inna lillahi ahlina minan nasi. Indeed, Allah has some of his people too. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam's companions asked, Ya Rasulullah, who are those obedient and blessed people? Aap sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Hum ahlul Quran, ahli wa khasatu. They are of Quran and they are his own special people. You are the chosen ones. You all are special. You all came upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's invitation. Came because of his tawfiq. Start with this intention and then start this journey of Quran. Everyone does not have this blessing and everyone has not been granted this tawfiq. So with lots of gratitude and with die-hard wish, with great desire, and grasp it quickly before you end up missing it. Make a staunch intention from today that I will not be away from this journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you all. May He subhanahu wa ta'ala safeguard you all and He subhanahu wa ta'ala make this journey a blessed one for you in this dunya and akhirah and make it of highest level. You all came towards this journey swiftly, said labbaik for this blessed journey. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you all istiqamat on this journey. And may you are included among those who will cross bridge sirat at the day of judgment. As swiftly you all joined this journey. Take good care of yourself, inshallah wa ta'ala. Let's start this journey. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته